My name is Father Joel Lamar, and I've been asked to talk a little bit about how I found the celebration of Christmas in my own experience, and that in the missions of Guatemala, where I worked in the northern jungle of Guatemala. For myself, bringing into the story the whole sense of Christmas as a kid, like most kids, the excitement of Christmas was just overwhelming. And in a house, in preparation for Christmas, nothing would be Christmas-like in a house. There was activity, but I would go up to bed, and then I'd get up at 2 in the morning after the midnight mass. The folks would come back, wake me up, and come downstairs, and there was a tree with all kinds of lights on it and gifts. It was a big surprise. And certainly a mountain of gifts. Everybody had to have, whether you could afford it or not, everybody had to have tons of gifts. And so that was the Christmases that I knew. As I got much older, the commercialization of Christmas really turned me off. And I found, I don't want to say a bitterness towards the celebration, but just an unconcerned attitude towards the celebration of Christmas. Terribly too much commercialism. Now, that was only underlined and bold-printed for me when I was working down in Guatemala. I was there for 9 years, and through numerous Christmases, I didn't expect people to be exchanging gifts, and they didn't. There wasn't that much money floating around that you could do that. What was shared was goodwill. That's what came across to me. Number one, almost a sense of confessional greetings after Mass. I'm sorry, Father, for the way I fought with you or whatever. And for the kids to bury their head into my stomach waiting for a prayer over them. So that was the uniqueness of the holidays. There certainly was no commercialism because there was no commerce, there was no money, there was nothing there for them to celebrate a Christmas down there as we would up here. It was courtesy, it was basically love that was shared, and they were great gifts. The differences were so pronounced that it made me think an awful lot about how we celebrate Christmas in different ways. Made me reflect a lot on why were they doing this, what was so unique about Christmas. I would understand it at Easter time, but I could not understand it at Christmas time. But that was, maybe they were gifting an appreciation for one another. There was an exchange of correcting life's patterns in such a way that we gifted ourselves to one another.